All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode right here of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, sports, running, and more important, comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri, coming at you on this off day, Friday, June 19th, 2026. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. Yes, I know. But by time this rolls out, the postcast of the PR edition sub 450 should be already out. I know it's been, I think it's been 2 weeks now. Yeah, just about 2 weeks since that went down in, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, over there at Rockhurst High School. I'm not going to explain anymore. Just the title itself will draw you in. Make sure you download and check that out if you have not already. This episode particularly that I'm recording right now could come out on Sunday morning. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and across the United States and around the world. Of course, happy Father's Day to my dad as well. So I do want to get that out there, because sometimes I'll be missing an important information that I plan on talking about, but then I get off one of these rails and forget. I'm like, oh, damn, what happened? But happy Father's Day to all the dads. Happy Father's Day, Dad, as well. So, yeah, even, and I'm also doing, I'm all, yeah, so there's that as well. But, yeah, so there's that, and I'm gonna end this episode with a little bit of running content. I know I'm sitting here recording this. By the time this episode's out, the Grandmamas, the 50th edition, the golden, what do they call it now? The golden years, something like that. But anyways, yeah, 50th edition of the Grandmamas running events, Grandmamas marathon. We'll be over when this comes out. But I do want to get a little context in that. I've been very fortunate to run those races up there. I'll get into that. But first, let me start off with this. World Cup, USA playing. So I did want to get this in before that. So I will check that out at some point. USA plays Australia, and they dismantled. Now, I forget, who was that opponent? But anyways, that's not important. But the important thing is they won, and they have an opportunity to advance to the round of 32. So a golden opportunity right there for USA to get it done. And behind USA, and I've been, and maybe because I've been overseas and have a little connection with this country, and I'm talking about Croatia, losing. That's unfortunate there for them there. So if the USA were to falter, I would definitely pull for Croatia. Because, again, I went overseas to Croatia. This is like a lifetime ago now. Like, we're in 2026. Oof. That's got to be over 10 years ago. So like, maybe more than that. Maybe I'm just undermining that, but yeah, so that's why I say that there as well in the connections I built over there. So that was a tremendous experience, and that could have been, if I was podcasting for them, that could have been a two-parter for that one. So that's why if USA were to self-destruct, now again, this is an opportunity for them. So hopefully when this comes out, they would have clinched a spot in the round of 32 against Australia. But if not, it goes back to what I said in one of these episodes, whether it's this podcast particularly or my K-State podcast, that you want to kick a point winner down. You have an opportunity. You see an opportunity. You want to get it done, right? So USA, it's time to get it done. We'll see if they can get it done against Australia. The games haven't even started yet. By the time this comes out, we will know if they did or not. So there's that. I know there. We're gonna stay at World Cup for a minute. All right. So yesterday was with a group run. Shout out Alma Mater Run Club. So downtown and I was going to be a smart ass and put, now I don't do that. I don't do that. I'm just running, posting, and not none of this other stuff. But there was a lot of Mexico people in town, Mexico fans in town yesterday. And there's been kind of some small talk. Some of the guys were talking about it yet last night about, you know, small businesses, and there's this talk too beforehand that small business is gonna be booming up. Now I don't know currently what's happening with the small business, but again, shout out small businesses, Kansas City. Shout out to you guys, and quick shout out to small business out in Manhattan. I'll be out there this weekend, so yes sir. So I'll be out there, and yeah, I'll be out there tomorrow. Since Sunday, I gotta work Sunday, so I didn't want to screw up the schedule and take off and all that. So I just want to keep things moving along, because I feel like right now with the PR, everything else, it's seeming to unbelievable come together just a little bit. I mean, it's still a long way to go and all that, but I feel like right now, since that PR went down, seems like things are starting to really mellow out. And I'm really like where I'm at, at least right now. I know better. I know better. Things can change in the flip of a dime. So I'm trying to enjoy it right now while we got this momentum right now. And that's another thing we're going to talk about on the back end of the show. But World Cup, I saw too many green jerseys. Mexico in the house, and damn. Messi, the story of the week so far. Messi, Argentina, and one of my dear friends, whose best friend is from Argentina. Their people was in town. Oh damn! They showed up in droves and they packed that stadium. They packed Arrowhead the other night. Messi scored all. It was a Messi show the other night. Scored all of them goals. Hat trick and everything. 3-0. I don't know who they shut out. But damn. So I believe Argentina, if I'm not mistaken, is defending world champions. If I'm not mistaken there. So yeah. I've been talking to some friends about it. This is the only time. Now I've been in and out of Major League Soccer, and we talked about the KC Current on the show before. And I've never been to a KC Current game, and all of a sudden, that's on my bucket list. All of a sudden, so hey, World Cup, what we do without it, right? But World Cup, I'm invested in that, because USA, Croatia, and all that brings in. Now again, before I veered off the course, I was talking about small businesses, yeah. And they were talking about, you know, they're going to be booming, and fans coming in and out. They want to see their team play, and then they're out of here. And that's like. What should I use? Maybe NASCAR might be we'll talk about that in a minute anyways, because San Diego on Father's Day weekend. Oh, damn. Racing on a naval base. Oh, man, we're going to get crazy. And I think that's going to be a crazy race. I don't even know if SVG is going to win it. To be quite honest, yes, SVG. The king of all road courses in NASCAR, to this point anyways, for the last couple years now. I've seen a little bit of the course. I haven't seen all of it. So I guess I'll have to wait until probably when I get home to watch the race. Because I got a jam-packed weekend all of a sudden this weekend. Which, all of a sudden, I'm looking forward to it, actually. So there's that. But yeah, so that aside, but they're talking about... We'll just use NASCAR as an example because... Or no, let's just stay on the World Cup. All right, so let's say, we'll just stay with the Croatia theme here. We'll just say I'm a Croatia fan. I'm from Croatia, right? And they're going to play in Kansas City. All right, so they're in Kansas City. And let's just say tonight, as I said in their course podcast on Friday, June 19th, right? So they're playing, let's say they're playing. Oh, I'm going to Croatia game. They're playing at 4 o'clock. All right. We can check. I've never been to Kansas City before. I'm speaking from international. I'm not that business, but literally. But get what I'm saying? So I go, I want to see Kansas City because I've never been here before and all that. I want to check out the vibes, you know, and all that. Shops and everything, the restaurants. See this town really vibing a little bit, right? And I see, yeah, they got a soccer team over there. And we forget, this is KC Sports Sporting in Kansas City. I think so much attention has been drawn to KC Current because they've had a lot of success. And the Sporting, they had success early on too, but they kind of, in my mind, kind of faded away because KC Current has been the star of the show. Star of the show as far as soccer is concerned. I kind of forgot a little about KC Sporting because they were a hot commodity. And even though I was living in Manhattan, that's all the talk was when it came to soccer. KC Sporting this, KC Sporting that. Now, I mean, 2.5 years and counting since the relocation of up here in Kansas City, that all I'm hearing is, even I said this last night, that all of a sudden I want to go to KC Current game. That's my priority list. Because, for one, right, KC Current, very good. And this is KC Current. This is the ladies' soccer team, by the way. I probably should have mentioned that. KC Current, they're good. In and out. I think they just got a new head coach. So they were like the number one seed. Not this past year, but last year. This is a team that's going to keep on moving. Don't do it. This is a theme that I've seen all morning from the EG3 confine. This is what, all the space right here, all that space out there. Right? But anyways, do not get me started on that. But to finish on a point here, and that's probably going to be a good reason to take a timeout. But anyways, KC Current, right, is usually up there, wins a lot of matches and so forth. And then, of course, there's Ion. I did not expect to put an Ion reference on this episode. But Ion, of course, it's a team. If you have, like, Roku or anything like that, it's kind of one of the channels. But it's like, I like Icon. I can't even talk. Icon. They had the main one was Icon Mystery and Ion. No, it's Ion. Okay, well, I can say Icon. It's not a C in there. Ion, yes. Ion, the main channel. Ion Mystery, and there's Ion Plus. So there you go now. They're on that channel because, again, Ion covers women's soccer, Major League Soccer. So back to the other side of the railroad tracks is crazy. If I was going, all right, they're going to be here. I'm not going to want to stay after. Now, I'll stay the night after my team plays, but after that, I'm ready to peace out. That's like, if I travel for a 5K race, which I'm still, again, working out the kinks to my rest of my fall schedule, because there's not, yeah, I'm still going to keep keys to that. I'll keep y'all cliffhang for now on that, but I will say, I might have something. Now this person's pissing me off. Okay, all right. But anyways, I'm sorry. The EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, in the EG3 confines as doing the usual, people watching. And yeah, so you guys can't see it, but I can right now here on this Friday late morning in Kansas City. And didn't I really expect to talk soccer here as we hear this first half of this episode, but here I am talking about it. But we're the World Cup here in Kansas City. So yeah, I already peace out. That's like me going, all right, to a 5K out of town, let's say Texas. That's what comes to my mind. And I'm there for a couple days. My race is Saturday. And then after that, I want to bounce out. I don't want to stay here. Now, vacation, that's a different story. Now vacation, I haven't been on vacation in a hot minute. That's another conversation for another episode of the podcast. But I don't want, that's like, again, I'm going to throw in a grandma's marathon for a minute. So, like, again, I'm going to take you through my routine. So again, we get a participant of the grandma's marathon in half. So, all right, so we go up there. It's a 10-hour. When I went there the first time from Manhattan, it was a 10-hour drive. the way back was way quick. I don't know. That for whatever reason, the way back is way faster than going up to your destination for a marathon. Is it just me or anybody recognizes that? Anybody recognizes that? I think it's just me. But going up there, you know, you plan it all out, and then you have your shakeout, the cold shakeout round, which that's a whole other discussion there. Don't get me started on that. And then you have your actual race. And then after that, it's like, okay, the race is over. What next? You stay there? I'm ready. Peace out. After the day's complete, you run your race and you get your beer, hang out, you celebrate your accomplishments. And everything that day, you hang out, you have fun for a little, you stay up a little bit, you stay up late, you stay up all night, whatever. And then next day, early morning, you ready to dip out. That's me. I'm not staying there. Whether that's Duluth, Dayton, Manhattan, we're here in Kansas City, Atlanta, Jacksonville. I don't care. If I don't need to stay, why do I need to stay there? I'm ready to get out of here. I've done what I had to do. Vacation is a different story. If you plan it out, that's a vacation. Vacation is a vacation. But if it's a race weekend, I'm ready to head out. Head back to the house, baby. I ain't staying there and all that. Because you get yourself in trouble and all that. No. It's like, all right, I'm ready to go back to crib, relax, and just get ready, to the work weekend. One of my guys was saying, and congratulations, they just had their first born child. But I'm gonna leave him nameless. Sorry, if you want to shout out, hit me up. He probably listened to this, but I'm gonna leave you nameless. But he said that he wasn't looking forward to going back to work. I wholeheartedly agree with them on that. On any situation whether it's a newborn, first newborn, or a second child, or coming back from an epic vacation or an epic race weekend or a PR weekend for that matter, it's just like, all right, you know, I gotta go back to this shit. So I was like, yeah, the dangers of it is the real world. It's been several years now, and I don't know. I guess it's just me being in the moment, I guess, because I just haven't had to find time to like either enjoy the vacation or not enjoy the vacation. What the hell am I talking about? Either plan a next vacation or, you know, just in that rhythm where, okay, you're doing this, you're going to work, you have this, you have a run club you go to and all that. You have this routine that you build in, and then you just, oh, damn. Like, you ain't on vacation. Like, I don't know, because then all of a sudden, you get back and like, oh, you know, all this other stuff. You're like, I don't know. See, I don't know. At least right now in my position. That's why I said right now. I don't know. Right now, I'm just pleased where I'm at right now. Given the spite of some minor things going on, but right now I'm just, you know what? We're just gonna enjoy this and see this momentum and other things outside of running, and see where it goes, and because you never know, folks. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, that's just an update. How about that? EG3 rocking and rolling. Almost 20 minutes talking some soccer here on this podcast here. We're going to take a time out from the soccer. And I'm going to put a pin on this Minnesota talk there as well. I wanted to get it San Diego real quick, so we're going to do that next here on the EG3 podcast. And welcome back to another edition of this podcast, the EG3 podcast, a.k.a. the 3Y pod with EG3. Eddie Greer III here with your recording this episode on Friday the 19th of June. Yes, we are in the second half of this month already, 2026. We got World Cup action going on, as we talked about in the first half of the show, and now kind of switching gears a little bit. I mentioned San Diego in that first half. Naval Base, San Diego Coronado. Ooh, it's going to be a wild card. I think it's going to be a wild ass race. And again, I have not seen the course in its entirety. So I might have to, between now and Sunday, going to have to take a look at that. So, but yeah, this is going to be very fascinating. Coronado, and then, of course, the return of Chicagoland. Woo, I'm excited for that. And way I've heard some of those drivers who tested out there talking about, yeah, Chicagoland is up there, and I'm glad that's back on the schedule. But right now, it's right now. San Diego, and boy, we've seen our share of wild stuff on road courses. This is going to be insane. This is actually cool. Into another, they transfer this into a racetrack. This is unbelievable. I mentioned SVG, the other syllable on this podcast that I would like to reference to, Shane Van Gisbergen, gotta be going into the favorite. Now, last week, Denny Hamlin continues to rake, winning yet again. This time, kind of having to out-strategize Christopher Bell to win that race. And I'm not going to pull the standings right now. We are just going to wait until, because who was I going to talk about? I do want to shout out Jimmy Johnson, because Jimmy Johnson, of course, from Cali, is going to participate in his San Diego race. Not only that, but his team, Legacy Motor Club. Yes, I'll repeat that again. Legacy Motor Club on the rise. In the summer, summertime's usually when drivers come out, stay hot, get hot, or phase out. And right now, Legacy Motor Club, Eric Jones and John Hunter Nemechek doing work right now. Eric Jones just got himself into the playoff position. At one point, Eric Jones was, 21st. Now he's like, I think last time I checked, he was 15th. Now going into this week, so he's going to have to keep it going. And this could really shake things up. These next two, I think Sonoma's next after San Diego. I believe I'll have to double check on that to make sure that is correct on that. But yeah, man, I'm actually pretty impressed and excited for Jimmy Johnson's team now. You're wondering, like, all right, when is this team going to catch up a little bit to Joe Gibbs Racing, to 2311? And who's the? Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. So, Legacy Motor Club, led by Eric Jones, making a lot of noise right now. And then John Nemechek led a career highlight, what matches car number last week, 42 laps. Yeah, he led 42 laps, maybe. So, yeah, man, things are looking up right now. Now, like Denny Hamlin talked about, now he's already, I like Denny Hamlin. He said he already counted himself out. I was like, up, you ain't gonna see me, because we're gonna be riding in the back, baby, San Diego. So, yeah, road courses, for whatever reason, ain't Denny Hamlin's forte, but everything else is right now, and he's clicking on all cylinders right now. And yeah, that's funny, because he said, like, I have no confidence because my road coursing sucks. So there's that. But yeah, Eric Jones, John Hunter Nemechek, rising up right now for Legacy Motor Club right now. I do want to mention that, because I think this all started that for the All-Star race. Eric Jones has been running pretty well right now. I think Eric Jones finished top five. Also, I know the All-Star race doesn't count, so... But yeah, he's been on making moves. John Nemechek, he's starting to get right there with it as well. Yeah, I think Sonoma, in this race particularly, Sunday on Father's Day, San Diego, Coronado, Naval Base. I can't even tell you what's going to happen. So we're going to let the action play itself out. And obviously, the number one common denominator in all this, SVG. Can he win again? Or a road course, or will this road course stop him? We're gonna find out here. This probably come out. If it does come out, it'll probably be on Father's Day morning. And oh, by the way, again, shout out to all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Happy Father's Day to my dad as well. So yeah, man, it's gonna be fascinating to see what's gonna happen, and that chase bubble is going to be very, very interesting as we move along here on the show. And I talked about people irritating earlier. Yeah, I see a couple. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. People watching is awesome. And talking at the same time. So we'll veer off from that. But anyway, I wanted to mention that there as well. And there's been plenty of grandma references on this episode today. And by the time this comes out, the 50th running of the Grandma's Marathon will be in the books. And I'm going to go ahead and put this in the universe. Shout out to all the runners, walkers, who participated in the 50th annual Grandma's Marathon weekend. I did see a picture. I know a few friends of mine are doing it. And, of course, Kara Goucher, Des Linden have their podcast. And, of course, Kara. Yes. I wanted to make sure I got that right. I said, no, she ain't from Colorado. But, let me finish this first. Kara Goucher is originally from Duluth. Did want to mention that. And, yes. Had a picture with her a couple years ago. I still have that. By the way, yeah, it's like, yes, sir. So, yeah. So, yeah, she is one of my favorites. So, it's one of those things, like, I still have that picture. Yeah, it's not the best digitalized, per se, but it's there. So, there's that. Yeah, had the opportunity, and she was down in Bentonville. Damn it! This earlier this year, if I would have known that, I would have went down there. I would have went down there and took the day off. Would have went down there. And again, of course, Bentonville could be in the future plans of this podcast. Just gonna throw that. Like I said, I'm still trying to puzzle piece this together. Since yours truly, we're gonna say it right now. Probably not gonna run no marathon or a half. For that matter, I got one reason is very important. I'm not gonna say that right now. I'm gonna keep that kind of tight lip right now. But the other thing is too. I just feel right now that, like I said, I'm really at I feel like even with things are still kind of wonky. I feel like still even with all that's going on around me outside of work and podcasting and. We're in a good spot right now. I've talked about, everybody else is doing the usual, marathon prep or just getting started or getting ready to run or finishing up these grandma races. But I think we're in a spot now that, I want to do some fun things, baby. I want to do some fun races, baby. That includes going fast. So, and I mentioned earlier, and I'm going to leave this as a major cliffhanger. EG3 got some up his sleeve, I think. I'm waiting till the end of this month so you can kind of confer to myself. So I'm gonna throw that out there for you guys, ladies and gentlemen. EG3. Now, will there be an announcement about it if he decides to go through with it? But first, he has to sign up for it. I just gave y'all another clue. So there's that, and I kind of mention it here and there. But that's all the clues I'm going to give you. So there's that. But right now, I just feel like I'm in a good spot. Everybody else is doing the usual marathon prep and all that other stuff. We're going to veer this thing to the left and do something else. Do some other things. Take your time out for the rest of the year. Do some other things. And maybe potentially do a different build. And I just told you I'm not doing half marathon or full marathon. So that's out the window. I talked to my coach earlier in the week that's out. I got my reasons. That is out. But I want to ride this momentum coming off the PR, two weeks ago and all that. And believing there, they're still, that's scary. Like I said, I'm already looking. Again, I know better not to do this, but I'm more looking forward to 2027 Casey Metro MAGA, because I don't know, but yeah, it's just, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, you want to ride this momentum. It's just like, now I got to go from this to train for half, even for half, like, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know. That's killing the momentum right there. So for me anyway, so Yeah, I mean, I'm putting, yeah, it's just like, I don't know if I wanted to do that, especially I know that, the friend, whole friends thing and all that, but it's like, I don't know, man. You just like, well, you gotta do what stands out, and what stands out, get out of your comfort zone and do all that other stuff. So yeah, I think this is what direction that we're definitely gonna go. Now, I'm still piecing the rest of this year out. So we'll see what happens. It's a good thing that this episode's about to end, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, but on the other end, couldn't be more excited about the rest of the year. What could potentially happen? I'm just throwing that out there for you guys. So there's that. But yeah, I do want to mention that because I've been fortunate enough. Now, again, Grandma's Marathon finisher here and Gary B. Oakland half marathon finisher, because shout out Morgan for giving that bib there. We took that negative split to the house. That was not the plan. That was not the plan. Oh, by the way, that episode should be out. Not should be out. Still, should, that episode is out there on the feed. So yeah, you're gonna have to scroll a little bit. So for that one, but yeah, so. See, I'm glad this episode's ending because I can go off on a rant, and this is probably relates to yesterday's stupid an annex, which I better not get my I'll get myself in trouble for that. We're just gonna leave it like that. But yeah, so it's people, a lot of these people out here in Kansas City are very irritating. I'm just gonna put it that way. But yeah, so but anyways, but yeah, that's the direction this show is gonna go, at least for our running concerns there. As well, I am putting the pieces together on the rest of the year, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, once everything's confirmed, yeah, we'll announce it on the show for sure. So definitely, you want to be a part of the action, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast, the EG3 podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite genre of podcast, whether that's on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom. There's plenty of other, we're this podcast in particular is pretty much everywhere because of the NASCAR presence that we brought a handful of years, and now it's a normal podcast, back to a normal podcast. But I still talk a lot of NASCAR in here because it's the EG3 podcast, it's my podcast, and I can say mostly what I want. So there's that as well. So make sure you're tapped in, and we'll be back again next week. Now this episode probably is going to go out on Sunday morning ahead of the San Diego road course. So there's that, and it's gonna be up before after the finishers of the Gary B. Oakland in the 50th edition of the Grandma's Marathon is in the books up there. So I'm a little jealous of y'all going up, especially it's a quote unquote golden year to go up there. So hey, we'll see. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but maybe we'll just have to see where the cards fall. A lot can happen within 365 days of the year, so we just gotta see. We gotta see. I know for sure there's not gonna be a marathon or a half marathon in this camp for the rest of the year. As we're gonna try to keep this momentum going, and we're chasing some things around here. We're chasing that speed factor. That's what we're chasing around here after what we just did in the KC Metro Mile a couple weeks ago. So I am super excited about really. I want to maintain that speed, but there is still more to gain. So we'll see what happens for the rest of the year, and we'll see what happens for the rest of this week. Weekend. EG3, Eddie Greer here. We have made it, ladies and gentlemen, made it to the cross the finish line again on another edition of the EG3 podcast, baby. Thank you so much again, guys and gals, for tuning into this show. Again, you enjoy what you listen to, definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you want to stay tapped in to what Eddie's got planned up his sleeve next, might be a good time to do that. Subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell. Do all what you do for your regular podcast as well. We'll talk to y'all in the next edition of the EG3 podcast. We out.